Hey guys! How are you guys doing?
Had to get that spike in there.
That's right. This is Stuart.
This is Zach.
And this is not a dumpster fire.
This is not. This is the Back Row Super Show. This is a Me episode number 14.
Number 14. We've got plenty of these. This is basically what we, when we talk about what kind of media we've watched, what kind of games we've played, what kind of books we've read, things along those lines.
It's things that aren't necessarily covered in depth enough for us to spend an entire single episode on it.
Yeah, it's something
we've done. And plus it's fodder if we, you know, go back and when I go back and edit these, I may be like, oh, well, this thing I did, I feel like I could dive into that one. We'll make it a main episode.
Yeah.
Just kind of go further down.
Yeah, this is something that we spend like 5 minutes talking about something because, you know, it wasn't too deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you got,
Mr. Zach? I watched a documentary on Netflix. It's an original Netflix documentary called Lady Gaga, 5'2".
Oh, I did not know that Lady Gaga was 5'2".
Yeah, she's not very tall.
Yeah. You know who else isn't tall?
You?
Wow, you got to throw that one out there. Yes. But Avril Lavigne, she was a singer, too.
Oh.
Yeah, she's 4'11". And Canadian.
Isn't she married to Nickelback as well? Or
all of Nickelback? Probably
no,
not.
A singer. Just a singer. So, the Lady Gaga documentary. It's really interesting. It follows her. I didn't know that the reason she had not toured or put out new music since... For a while, because this documentary is a little bit older. Mm-hmm. Before Joanne, like, it chronicles her recording Joanne, which I talked about in a previous episode.
Yeah.
But she's, it kind of shows what she was doing in the meantime. So she acted in a couple of seasons of American Horror Story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fantastic.
I've never seen any of American Horror Story.
So the season that she's in a lot called Hotel, I think it's the fifth season.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend it. It's hands down my favorite season
of
it. But she was also in Six, which is Roanoke. But she also has horrible chronic back pain, which I didn't stop to think about, but it makes sense given the outfits that she dances on stage in.
Like anything like an accident or something like that.
It's a byproduct of touring for 200 days a year.
Wow. Yeah.
Dancing and doing complicated routines. It shows her drop down from the ceiling at the Super Bowl performance.
Oh, yeah.
And how much pain she was in prior to that. It's amazing knowing that and watching her performance and be like, wow, you are a consummate professional. Like, this is killing your body. Like, the same way that, like, you know, Prince had horrible pain in his back and knees.
Wow.
But, like, he would take the stage and, you know, pop down on his knees and then pop back up on high heel or pumps or whatever shoe he was wearing.
Yeah.
Just wrecking their body for their performance, which... Oof. It's fascinating, and she's an interesting artist. I really like her stuff. I recommend watching that documentary.
Okay. I would be interested in that.
Yeah, no, it's really well done. It doesn't seem very, it's not sycophanty, mm-hmm. like a lot of documentaries on artists would be. Like, it seems like she was pretty genuine in the recording of that.
Hmm.
So, you know, I do recommend seeing it. It's very well put together. And it does a good job of portraying her as a person rather than this, like, wall of celebrity that can sometimes happen with people at that level of fame.
Yeah, and I mean, there have been some controversies around her being what she's wearing or what she's singing about and things along those lines. Because she's somewhat of an activist, right?
She's very politically active.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up watching a movie over the holidays. I went and saw Wreck-It Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a really cute movie. I would say that it's not as good as the first movie. The first movie was great. If you haven't seen the first movie, I highly recommend it. It's been out for quite a while now, so I'm sure that you can probably find it at a video renting store if those things still exist, or maybe a Redbox or Amazon. Amazon, you can rent movies now, too. You can stream them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Wreck-It Ralph Wrecks the Internet was really good. I thought it was a very enjoyable show. There are a lot of jokes in there for kids, but there are also some jokes in there for adults. They made an Al Gore joke, which I don't think any kid would get, since, you know, it's the internet and everything.
Does he invent the internet in that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't invent the internet, but they throw out one of those jokes, which I thought was hilarious. I also thought that the Disney princess scene, there's a couple of scenes. Probably a lot of people have seen the trailer with the Disney princesses, but they are hilarious. I think they nailed that on the head. And they just didn't use it as a one-time joke. They used it a couple of times, which I thought was good. But they brought back all the old voice actors. There's still a bunch of, like, video game references in there. You get to see, like, a different style since they're in the internet. And I know that some people were, like, comparing it a little bit to the Emoji Movie in that way of, like, there are some, I guess...
Overlap?
No, ads in there, but, like, they're not ads. Like, you see stuff for, like, Google.
Oh, like, and product placement?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Basically. But I don't think that it's, like, breaking. It doesn't break you out of the story. But you still go, oh, well... You know, they've got Google in there, and they've got, like, eBay and all that sort of stuff.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's nonetheless a good story. A good movie. I do recommend it. I got quite a few chuckles in there. I'm not 100% sure if you need to see it in theaters. Like, I wouldn't run out and see the movie in theaters once you're done listening to this. But maybe if it comes out on video... Or you can find it cheap, you know, like, if there's still dollar movies around, or...
Yeah, dollar theaters. Movie theaters?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you find one there, I would highly recommend it. It's good. It's definitely a good chuckle. But, yeah, I had a good time watching it.
Cool. Does that wrap you up for that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Gotcha. Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph, he's funny. He's got giant hands. He wrecks the internet.
Well, so I read the, it's a collected trade called Infinity from Marvel Comics. It's okay. Kind of what the Infinity War movie pulled from a lot, because Thanos is in there doing his thing with the Infinity Stones and the mm-hmm. Infinity Gauntlet.
Yep.
The Black Order is there trying to get the Infinity Stones for him.
So what's his motivation on getting the Infinity Stones?
He wants to kill everything.
So it's not the story.
It's not the story. He's
of him trying to impress death.
Yeah, he's it's not that, and it's not the kind of anti-hero that I feel like the Infinity Wars movie makes him out to be. He is a straight up villain.
Okay. Sidebar, did you see the trailer for Infinity Wars 2?
Endgame?
Endgame? Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I forgot.
Infinity Wars 2.
I mean, it's basically Infinity Wars 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Endgame?
Yeah, I hope that they fix the thing with Iron Man.
What do you mean
fix? Did you notice that in the trailer?
No. What? I mean, so, I saw that he was broken. Like, he was recording in his little helmet.
Well, in the trailer, instead of having, you know, like an arc reactor that glows in his shirt,
yeah,
he was just wearing a t-shirt that you can get in, like, Hot Topic that has the thing on it. It's not, like, underneath.
You know.
I feel like, I mean, I know that that's not a draw away from the trailer, but, like, it stood out to me enough that I was just like.
I'm going to have to rewatch it.
Wait a minute. What is. Is that... That's just a design. I hope they fix that in the real movie.
Yeah, but again, you know, they've lied to us many of times in trailer... Or yeah. In those, because Infinity Wars, there was a few trailers that just didn't happen. Like, there were scenes in those trailers that didn't happen because...
I'm fine with that, yeah, honestly.
I mean, lie to me. Lie to me because I wouldn't be surprised and be like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
You know, that person wasn't in that scene or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Like, there's that that scene of everybody running in the jungle, which people assumed was Wakanda.
Wakanda.
I said Wakanda. Yeah. Didn't I say Wakanda?
It sounded like you said Uganda.
No, Wakanda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I misheard then.
That's
all
right. I mean, you can always listen back to this and be like, ah, Stuart was wrong. But yeah, it has a scene of them all running together, the, you know, original Avengers, but not everybody was actually at that fight.
Yeah.
And they basically lied to us.
Which is great. Lie to me, Marvel.
Lie to me, Marvel, because I want to be surprised. I want to be like, oh, wow, I did not see that coming.
But anyway, the comic is cool.
Yeah.
It's one of those event comics where there's a bunch of different comic lines that it took place over. So the art style changes really, really frequently.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It is not anywhere near what Infinity Wars is. It's kind of disjointed, but it's still enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny, when Infinity War came out, there's the old Infinity Wars comic that when the original Infinity Gauntlet thing was going on in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Infinity War is the follow-up to that, but it has already happened. I was in a Barnes & Noble right around the time Infinity Wars was in theaters, and that the Infinity War comic is the one that they were pushing.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the pissed off, confused readers that picked that up thinking it was going to be adapted and are like,
What
the fuck is this?
What is this? Yeah.
So Infinity is a cool line. Maybe it'll be a book club choosing down the road, but maybe. I don't know if we want to do graphic novels or not.
We haven't done any graphic novels yet.
So I recommend reading it if you like Marvel Comics, or if you want to find out a little bit more of the inside stuff, because I learned some things I didn't know that were happening in the comics.
Hmm. Like what?
Well, there's a group called the Illuminati, made up of Marvel characters, that are kind of keepers of the stones.
Huh. Interesting. I remember reading something a while ago before Infinity Wars came out that, like, the Infinity Gauntlet will only work in its reality. Like, if you take it to another dimension. Like, know how, Reed Richard, the Elastic Man from the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
There is the consoles of Reed Richards.
Yeah.
Where it's different, ones pulled from different, like, alternative timelines.
Yeah.
Well, he ended up getting the gauntlet from one of the alternative timelines.
Huh.
But he brought it to, like,
his timeline.
Yeah. And it wouldn't work because it wasn't in its reality.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
So the gauntlet will only work, or the stones and the gauntlet will only work in its reality.
Gotcha. A
little tidbit right there.
Yeah.
From Stuart.
Yeah, I'm good with covering my Infinity right there.
All
right.
Well, Christmas is done. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Feliz Navidad.
Well, this will probably be going up at the end of January. So, yeah, it'll definitely be up. All of that. I don't know when it ends, but it will be up.
Happy Hanukkah. So, my dad actually went to Chattanooga.
Okay.
And he visited your favorite place, McKay's. Yeah. And he ended up getting me a DVD that was 75 cents.
Okay.
I ended up watching it. It was AI. I had never seen AI before, by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. Why was it only 75 cents, and did you also like it?
I enjoyed it. There's definitely a lot of stuff that probably could have been cut out.
Yeah.
Like, it did have, like, five endings. But boy, do I like Jude Law. He was
Gigolo Joe? Yeah. Gigolo Joe, what do you know?
He was just like the Gigolo robot. So AI is basically in the future, they start like perfecting artificial intelligence, AI, and they start putting in robots, but they decide to make a boy robot, like a little kid robot.
Yeah.
And they wanted this little kid robot to be smart, but also compassion and love in their parents. So they ended up making a prototype, which was given to this family who had a kid who was sick, and they thought the kid was probably never going to get better. Well, the kid gets better, and the kid and the robot kid kind of, like, fight it out a little bit. So the mom can't destroy the little robot kid because she kind of loves him, too. And she's been reading stories about Pinocchio and filling this robot kid's mind about, like, I need to find a blue fairy to turn me into a real boy.
Yeah.
So she drops him off in the woods, and shenanigans happen. And he meets the Gigolo robot, who, I mean, he's a fancy robot.
Gigolo Joe is awesome.
He sings. Jude Law's acting as that character was hilarious. I mean, not hilarious in a funny way, but, like, it just seemed like the perfect role for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a funny tidbit about that movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's based... I think that pre-production had started, but the reason some of it seems disjointed is that I want to say that there was a story treatment that Stanley Kubrick did for it before he died.
Oh.
And then Steven Spielberg took over after he passed away.
I did not know
that.
So
that's why it's got this weird nihilistic, like, nothing matters, fuck everything vibe.
Yeah.
And then this, like, upbeat kids movie vibe.
Yeah, because there's, like, an ending where I'm like, okay, this is the ending. And then, again, no spoilers, like, something weird out of nowhere comes. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it's not over.
There is a fucking heartbreaking ending.
Yeah, and I thought that was the ending.
But
it's not... It gets a turn.
And then it turns, and there's an even more heartbreaking ending.
Yeah.
But it's a weird... Yeah. I recommend it. It's a really
cool movie. I recommend it, too.
I wouldn't mind, like, covering it in the future, honestly.
Okay.
That's a really cool movie.
Yeah, like, I didn't expect this. And my dad was like, oh, Stuart, I know you like robots and, like, things like that. So I saw this AI thing, and it was 75 cents, so I bought it for you for Christmas. I was like... And it was a very pleasant movie. It was like a hidden gem.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought the kid actor was really good as, like, a robot kid.
Haley Joel Osment, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, yeah. So that movie I would recommend. Yeah. And that was about it.
Okay.
I got one last thing after you.
And the other thing that I did was I read the follow-up to the Infinity crossover event called Inhumanity that follows the Inhumans.
Oh, okay.
I hate that the Inhumans MCU thing just kind of got shut down because no one cares about the Inhumans.
Yeah.
Do you know who the Inhumans are?
I know that it was a show at one point in time.
But
I never watched it.
Yeah, so the Inhumans are, like, they go into them more on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which...
Never watched
I
either.
I do not like that show. But I know that they're a thing on there. The Inhumans in the comic universe are... They fit in more with DC.
Okay.
Because, like, they're from the moon.
Mm-hmm.
They all have powers. They're kind of... Well, like... So the whole thing is that, like, at some point, Inhumanity split off with humanity.
Oh!
And then they have these things called the Terrigen Mists that actually develop their powers.
Yeah, isn't that where Darkseid came from?
No, Darkseid is in the new, is in DC.
Oh, DC. Oh, yeah. Oh okay, okay. I was thinking because they kind of have a thing where, like, humans split off with these weird, like... creature things.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Because, okay. like, Yeah, that I mean, that's basically they're the new gods from the DC universe.
Is that where Doomsday came from?
Doomsday was created as a Superman killer.
Okay, but was he created by the Inhumans?
No, Inhumans are Marvel and, yeah.
Okay.
Never
mind then.
But yeah, no, Inhumanity is interesting. It's got weird art styles and some not very in-character choices that get made.
Mm-hmm.
I'd really only read it if you're into the Marvel comics, because as much as I'd like to see it adapted for a movie like Infinity was,
yeah,
I don't think it would work considering how little of a shit people give about the Inhumans, apparently.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't see them pursuing that, to be honest. And it happens right after Infinity, so I mean, maybe, and maybe the next Avengers will be Avengers Inhumans.
You know, I think they're just going to reboot everything. And
they probably will.
They're going to do, yeah, some, like, origin stories again. But, like, I don't want to watch Iron Man's origin story again.
Yeah, my wife was saying the other day she feels like the comic book
genre
adaptation for superhero movies. Like, people have had their fill of it, and they're just kind of like, okay, it's a fun movie, but, like, what else you got?
Yeah.
Which is sad, because, like, I like seeing them on the big screen.
But I do. But I do feel like they're kind of wearing out their welcome.
Yeah.
So, it'd be interesting to see what the newest fad's going to be. Maybe video game characters. Like, Detective Pikachu seems like
that
it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
You know what looks like it's going to be horrible?
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog. Have you seen that design?
Have you seen Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik?
No.
It looks insane.
I have no... Okay, so, side tangent, I'm going to talk about Sonic. Sonic's design as a video game character is great. And that's what's been, like, carrying the franchise. It's just, that character is a cool character design. And all of his, like, little buddies are also really cool character designs. Yeah. The last Sonic, I believe Sonic Forces, you could design your own, like, character from that world. And people loved that. People wanted to make their OC and be like, yeah, I'm running with Sonic. I'm super fast. Then they come out with this live-action Sonic movie, and Sonic looks like a weird hybrid between a human and a hedgehog. He's got these, like, weird human long legs that look so strange. It really hits that uncanny valley where you're just like, ugh, that looks weird.
So when we were in the theaters waiting waiting in line to go see a movie,
mm-hmm.
there was a big, one of those, like, cardboard stand-ups. In the lobby.
Yeah.
And it was a Sonic thing where it's like first person perspective, but he's like reclining and he's got his hand on his leg and he's looking out over the like Golden Gate Bridge and it's like, those legs just look weird.
Yeah.
They look odd.
I don't know, like, they just really messed up the design of Sonic, and that's really like what makes Sonic Sonic. But compare that to Detective Pikachu. Pikachu looks exactly like Pikachu. And this whole world that they've built of Cerulean City and Pewter City, it looks just like the Pokemon that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And
I'll say that trailer is fantastic.
It is.
That movie looks like a hell of a good movie.
Yeah.
I know we've
probably said this in other podcasts, but I'm going to be first in line, and I'm going to raise my little finger, and I'm going to be like, one for Detective Pikachu, please, on opening day.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll be sure to, without spoilers, say if it was good or bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, going back to what you said about people, like recutting trailers to, like, lie to people.
Yeah.
I did see the Hellboy trailer.
Oh, I saw that too.
So it looks really cool, but I pointed out to my wife when we were sitting there, because I've read the Hellboy run of comics.
Yeah.
Which I may reread, actually. But So I've read them, and I see things in these trailers that I recognize from the comics.
Oh, okay.
And I nudge her in the theater. So I nudge her in the theater. I was like, remind me to tell you about this. And yeah. So as we're leaving, I'm like, so that Hellboy trailer. If they were to cover all of that material, that movie would be like a 6-hour movie.
Yeah.
I have a feeling not all... Like, I feel like that trailer is meant to appeal to the comics fans.
Yeah.
But the order in which those events take place, like... How long is this movie going to be?
Yeah. And talking about character design, the Hellboy character for this new movie looks more akin to the comic book.
Yeah.
Where he's not as, like, beefy. He's more, a little bit more scraggly.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool, like, a cool concept. I hate to see it rebooted because I love the original Hellboy, but if it holds a flame to the original, then I'm going to be happy to...
If we get a full trilogy of Hellboy in this style with David Harbour, yeah. Like,
and if it's good. Looks
as good as this trailer makes it seem, I'll be in line
every
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be happy.
But, yeah, I guess your last thing, so I'll cut you off with trailer talk.
No, that's fine. I mean, I wanted to talk about that. Detective Pikachu. He's going to be awesome. Anyway, the last thing I watched was I ended up watching The Bird Box on Netflix.
How is that?
It's good. I think it's good. It's definitely... People are loving it.
Are they? Because I saw that Netflix was using bots to artificially inflate.
Oh, I did not know that.
The audience.
Huh. Well, I thought people were loving it. I mean, from all the people I've talked to who've seen it, they have been giving it good reviews, at least. It's gone to that point where it's kind of meme-y now,
yeah.
Where people are taking, like, shots of it.
Memes, yeah.
Of, like, dragging your kid. Or, like... You know,
me going into 2019.
Yeah, blindfolded.
She's like rowing the boat.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's a good story. It's definitely a thriller. It's not like too bloody of a thriller, and I think that it's very toned down. I don't know if that's Netflix just wanting it to be very appealing, or if it's something that somebody else made a decision about. But it's a safe. Scary movie.
Is it kind of like A Quiet Place, but for blind people?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's basically a ripoff.
It's not a ripoff. It's not a ripoff. It's different. It's telling a different story.
Okay.
But it's okay. I would say, since it's free, everybody probably has Netflix, give it a watch. It wasn't like when I finished the movie, I was like, oh, I wasted 2 hours. I enjoyed myself. I thought it was good. So, and, you know, I didn't have to, like, pay any money. It's not like I'm going to a movie theater to watch it. So.
Yeah.
So I would recommend people watching it on the basis that you have Netflix and you have 2 hours to spare. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. I give it, like, a thumbs in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So not a glowing recommendation.
Yeah.
But, see it if you have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think you and your wife would enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, if you guys had the spare time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's it. It wasn't a dumpster fire.
It wasn't a dumpster fire. There were parts where it was edging into it where I could smell some kerosene burning, and so I had to just speak up real quick.
Hey, are you trying to say that I'm leading us into a dumpster fire?
Maybe.
No.
No,
I would never do that.
It's equal parts.
Maybe I saw you, like, getting ready to take that dive into that dumpster, and I was like, no. And I, you know, dragged you to Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You did drag me to Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I would gladly go see that movie, though. That does look very fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're rambly here. We've been recording all day. and our voices are probably on the edge of going. So with that, just, you know.
Send us an email.
Yeah.
Send us an email at backrowsupershow@gmail.com. Tell us how great we are. Yeah, tell us how great we are.
Go to Facebook, Back Row Super Show. That's four separate words. Feel free to take part in our nerd fight. It's a bracket where we pit two characters from two different IP against each other and see who who's more popular.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting to see who wins. Yeah. We get coverage out of it, so we do coverage of each bracket as it happens. I think
So if you miss any of the brackets, don't worry. You can always catch up with one of the podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. And then in the meta moment, the book club book is still Brandon Sanderson's Warbreaker. We'll probably get to that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what you think about it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Because I'm not usually a fan of his work, but we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
I just got to cut through it.
Ah, you haven't read it yet.
Right. Yeah. So, the other thing would be... First weekend in April, we'll be here in Atlanta at 221 BCon. We covered him last year, last April.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun there.
And... a lot of fun. Great people there. Great people working it. Great panelists. Great attendees. It's just a really fun convention. So if you guys have the first weekend in April off, come see us. Say hey. Yeah. We'll hang out.
I'll give you a high five or a hug.
Yeah, whichever you prefer. If you don't want us to touch you, just... that's fine.
Yeah. But I promise I won't be stinky. I can't promise about Zach, though.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll see you guys there. And in the meantime...
stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Stay golden, pony boy. Bye. Bye.
Bye. I'm drowning.